in order to start perceiving all the good that we have, the food, clothing, all our needs, and to utilize them as a reason for Shira, to give praise, overwhelming praise to Hashem, the way to go about this is to make this into a habit. There are so many opportunities in a day to appreciate what Hashem does for us, His intense kindness, and with a tiny bit of thought, we can grab those moments and make them holy. And we really have so many mitzvahs that Chazal really put in place for us already to be able to do that. In other words, brachas. So when one bracha a day with this kind of thought will have such a powerful effect and change the nature of how we perceive the good that happens to us. Chazal say, Kol ha'omer shira ba'olam hazeh, anybody who says shira in this world, zeicha va'omer la'olam haba, will be zeicha to say it in the next world. She'namar asher yeshev v'secha, those who sit in your house, who praise you, in other words, oydeh haluchas Allah, will continue to praise you in the world to come. Which means that if we utilize our time in this world properly, we'll be able to praise and sing shira to Hashem, and we'll enjoy the full benefit of the world to come. Now, all these concepts of simcha and joy while saying Shira to Hashem are particularly important when saying Psukah de Zimra. The Gemara says that Yehei Chalki im Gomre Hal B'chol Yeh, meaning whoever was talking there said, I wish that my portion, meaning to say in the world to come, would be together with the people who finish Hal every day. Now, no one finishes Hal every day, so it doesn't mean Hal. It means I want my portion to be with the people who say Psukah de Zimra every day. Well, we all say Psukah de Zimra every day. Psukah de Zimra properly every day. That's a big deal. It's a tremendous chus and mitzvah to say Psukah de Zimra with the correct kavana. Now, on the other hand, it's kind of difficult to say Psukah de Zimra properly and correctly and with kavana, and especially on Shabbos and Yontif when it's even longer. It seems very repetitious, with the same concepts being repeated from mizmar to mizmar and within one mizmar. The idea is to praise Hashem for all His great deeds and creations, and this is repeated using different words in Lashon HaKodesh, which sometimes are difficult to translate and differentiate. And perhaps great tzaddikim and Talmid Chachamim were able to appreciate all the fine, nuanced differences in these expressions of praise, but for the average Joe like us, it seems quite repetitious and it's hard to relate to. But in truth, everyone can gain an appreciation for Psukah de Zimra and all its glory. But what you need to do is to break it down into manageable parts. Let's take an example, one mizmar. Hallelu es Hashem min Hashemayim. This particular mizmar actually seems very repetitious. It says, Hallelu es Hashem min Hashemayim. Let's praise Hashem from heavens. Hallelu b'mraimim. Let's praise Him from up high. Hallelu kol malachav. Should be praised by all His angels. Hallelu kol tzavav. All His hosts. Hallelu shemesh v'reach. The sun and the moon should praise Him. Hallelu kol kach v'yar. All the stars should praise Him. Now, if you take each one of these, although they seem so repetitious, take each one a day. Each one individually, one a day. First day, think of Hallelu Hashem and Hashem. That means praise Hashem from Shemayim covers everything that we can perceive in the heavens physically. The whole universe, all that it contains. Thinking about that gives a person a sense of awe, some perspective, and all those things praise Hashem. The next day, we think about the next two words, Halu Bamraimim. Bamraimim means above the heavens, beyond that which can be perceived physically, the spiritual world. That's infinitely greater and more powerful than the physical world, and is even more awe-inspiring, fearsome. From every point in that world as well, they praise Hashem. And the next day, we would think of Kal Malachav, Tzvav, and these are the unimaginable servants of Hashem, the angels, Malachim, Seraphim, Eifanim, the Chayos, the tens of thousands, all that are detailed in the Maisa HaMarkava, they're all praising Hashem. The following day, we can contemplate Shemesh v'Yireach, the sun and the moon. The sun is an amazing creation. It's sentient, according to the Rambam. It has seichel. It actually praises, literally. And it is huge, fiery. It controls our orbit. It provides light and warmth and life to our world. And it praises Hashem. And when thinking of the moon, stop thinking about the heavens and the malachim, and just think about the moon and its beauty and light, which decorates our night sky. If we were to be provided by a spaceship, one of the new private space companies, and we can tour the moon, right? And then the sun. After seeing the moon, you think we'll yawn and say, eh, who needs to see the sun? We would be blown away by the ability to see the sun up close. What an overwhelming experience. And that's the power of praising when thinking of the sun and then the moon. If we see all that, wouldn't we still even be more amazed at the ability to see the rest of the universe? Each aspect inspires its own sense of awe and amazement and inspiration. And that's how we are Mahalel Hashem, how we praise Hashem through the Shira of each of these creations, if we just stop to think about each one individually. That's what we're doing in this Mizmar, in Psukah de Zimra.